Time for the children's message, and it looks like it will be a child's message today. I see that Lena is here, but maybe we also could have some children of God who are young at heart to come up. Miss Sherry. Hi, Lena. Maybe Lisa can come up too. Oh, okay. Yeah, come on up and have a seat. Come on up here. Wow. Yeah, Lena, you want to sit up here with me? Yeah. Oh. Well, that was graceful. Okay. Okay. Hi. How are you, Lena? You good? Yeah. Wow. What do I have here? I wanted to share with you something that I had when I was your age, and it was a lot of fun for me. Okay. Does anybody know what this is? Huh? Yeah, Silly Putty. Have you ever heard of Silly Putty? No? Silly Putty is something that's really fun. It comes with these little red egg-like things. Wow, I'm getting big voice today. Oh. And Silly Putty is something that you can have a lot of fun with because you can do different things. There you go. That's a little better. So this is something which is putty, so you can kind of spread it out like this, or you can roll it up in your hands, and the heat from your hands will kind of make it into a ball. And one of the things that you can do with Silly Putty is that it actually bounces off of stuff. Look at that. See, it will actually bounce like a little rubber ball, and you can mold it into shapes, but you also can take it like this and it'll snap apart. And then you can put it back together like that. Yeah, isn't that cool? But one of my favorite things to do with this, I may need a hymn book, is, you can hold that machine, is, did any of you ever do this? Yeah? Okay. We'll see. Let's see. If you take your Silly Putty and you see, which one of these cartoons do you like? Let's see. There's one with Snoopy. You like Snoopy? Okay. Yeah. Snoopy and the little bird. Little bird's name is?
Woodstock.
Okay. Now help me press this down. Can you help me press it down? Really hard. And you know what Silly Putty will do? Silly Putty will... See, it took the picture off. You see the picture of Snoopy on there? Isn't that fun? We used to sit around for hours, especially with the comics on Sunday, because they were in color. And we would just lift pictures off like that over and over and over again. So there are a lot of great things that you can do with Silly Putty. But Silly Putty can't do everything. I mean, what if Silly Putty said to me one day, Reverend Tom, I want to preach the sermon on Sunday. Do you think Silly Putty could preach the sermon on Sunday? Could my Silly Putty? No, probably not. Well, what else? What if Silly Putty said to me, let's go to Red Robin, I want to eat a big burger. Don't think so? What about if the Silly Putty said to me, Reverend Tom, I want to be the new quarterback for the Eagles? You thought I said I was going to say Giants, didn't you? I'm smarter than that. Okay, for the Eagles. Yeah. Actually, that might not be a bad... Well, anyway. But that Silly Putty can do some good things, but it can't do everything. And in our gospel lesson this morning, we're finding that Jesus was with his disciples, and his disciples all of a sudden got a great idea. And they said to Jesus, Jesus, we think you're going to raise a big army and you're going to take over the whole world. And then we, my brother, James and John, we want you to divide the whole world between us and have one of me sitting here, one of us sitting here, and we'll run the whole world for you, Jesus. And Jesus said to them, well, first of all, I'm not going to take over the whole world with an army because I love everybody and I'm not going to do that. And so they're all kind of like, oh, Well, you can still divide it between the two of us. And Jesus said, no, I don't think you quite get it, that if you're going to be the first, you have to be the last. That means you have to care about everybody first. If you're going to be the one who's going to be the leader, you need to be somebody who really cares about everybody and takes care of everybody. And so the disciples learned a lesson, which was that they wanted to do everything, but they couldn't do everything unless they listened to Jesus and followed Jesus. And then, you know what? They found out that they were going to go all over the world, and they were going to show Jesus' love to everybody. So it was a very, very special message. So I'm going to enjoy my silly putty. And you know what? Would you like to have a silly putty? Would you like a silly putty? Would you like one? It's in there. Your mom can help you take that out, okay? You don't want that? Okay. No? Okay, well, I'm going to let, I bet Mrs. Adler wants one, and the other children here, I bet, want one. See? Yeah. That's a good thing. Yeah, Reed's saying, oh, I wish I'd gone up there and sat, because I know he wants one. But she'll have one if you want to have a silly putty to take with you, and maybe one for your cousin.
Okay.
And so let's have a prayer. Everybody pray together. Dear God, we thank you for teaching us how to love everybody and how to serve everybody. And that's what truly makes us the greatest of all in your world. Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you for helping out with our story this morning. And I'm okay? Good. Okay, you're going to go with Mrs. Adler? Okay. And I don't dare hand out silly putty to the choir. They would be bouncing it off the pews and